Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, the way you hit my chest like a boom boom beat. You light up the room with your sweet taste. No one can take your place, how you smell so good. So misunderstood, but I know one day my papa will see the love we share so effortlessly. Yes, I need you to get me through the night. Wrap yourself around my heart and make it so right. Oh,
fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Toothbrush and go into the diamond bomb a little bit just with the berry tips. Swirl, 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 because there's never enough.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shade, choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shade, choosy. Club going up.
So here's another
hello. Welcome to Tutorial Tuesdays with
how we have the club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shake Tuesday. Club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shake Tuesday. Club going up on Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and shake.
So here's another Tuesday, wishing that my mind is paying, but I still rather feel alone. Tied up another one, broke your heart in half. I'm looking forward to the good time.
Tuesday tutorial, I mean.
Creation is what we find on the sensation. What's got going down to fascination? Got coming Jason on the mic nation. It's everything with my fascination. It's everything a articulation. It's not my plastication. It's to see more to come with sedation. I see, I listen to my aggregation. Look here. It doesn't matter what I set up before. Let you know what I got him on. So more energy and it coming from me. It's just Jason B on the microphone. And B, what do I find my intrinsically? If you can see what I got my beats be. Beats be more than one creation. What's got coming down from the face of Jason? Everything what's my excretion. It's more than one what you be faced on. Everything what's your interpretation. Everything what you want to see. Carnation. More than one puts on your carnation. Let you see what comes forth my fanation. Fanation. Fanacity. 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 It's everything for Jason B. It's coming down from Jason me. It may not be the levels B. Everything that I could provide intrinsically, but everything what I got from me, it's everything that I bump my bomb up. Be Bama Bia, Bama Maria, come that before that come my Korea. Everything for the come correct, it's everything what I got to no neglect. It's everything that is creation, it's everything what I got your creation. Everything what's in the system my station, it's everything with my tongue in nation. I lingualation, lingualisti. Everything what I lick, I leafy. Everything I lick, I lick, I lick tasty. It's everything for my Ortega Stacy. Oh, don't be so pasty. It's everything for what they can say, see. You name my 6G, but G, but you hold tight, my close, my crazy. Everything what's just on the sea, it's not one that closes, it fades in me. It's everything what's just to the Jason B. It's on the microphone and I rock for thee. It's every creation, it's every Kardashian. Every Kardashian cannot to see. You want to sip on my lap, see. It's everything what you're drawn to see. The mental mind is to penetrate, see. It's everything portrait on the knee. It's what they search for, it's this to see. It's everything what they need to see. It's everything what it needs to be. It's this who is in the mic, it's Jason B. Jason B, it's Ibratsky. It's everything what is Kriyashi. It's like coming through the proper liquidly. It's everything for what they're drop to see. I need to press the record button B. It's everything what I bought that to see. It's everything what I crush on to see. For the people beyond the liberation, see. More than one what the telephone call be. It's more than what my energy be. It's more than what it's see. It's the energy tree from everything that glows from you and me. It's everything. It's the DNA. It's everything what you find in front of Z. Welcome, ladies and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, I don't know how horrible my audio is right now. Like, thank you so much for holding on. Like, I'm trying, like, really hard. Like, I drank 6 beers already, so that counts for something, doesn't it? I think it does. Can't hear my vape man very much, you know. It's just what is coming out of me. I'm a human, you know. I mean, more that comes out of me if you're my lady, but you know, it's just story untold so far. But you know, I just flow. I'm just energy. This just comes out of me. I'm sorry. You might need some napkins. You should ask for some. Because I'll make a mess. I mean, I'll shoot your eye out, kid. You know, I'll just be a little too happy, little happy puppy. Just, now you're blind. I was just really horny. And now you're blind. Like, I don't know how to, like, unblind you. Like, I was just really horny. And it just creates your blindness. And it's just, like, not a cool thing because, like, you need to see because you need to drive. You need to, like, purchase things at a store or read instructions to whatever, how to build whatever. Like, an extra, like, God gave us 2 eyes because we need them. And just because I'm extra happy and I'm like, oh, brother, shoot your eye out, kid. You know, I just, that's just, you know, there's got to be something about the eye having a reflective mechanism to close before any projectile, liquid or not, shoots in that direction. It's got to be like evolutionarily awake, because everybody be blind. Be like, what's going on? Yeah, I blinded my girl back in 03. You know, it was just, we were having a good time, and she made me really happy, and I made the mistake of blinding. That's why all women are blind, is just because men are just too happy, and it's knocking out the eyeballs. It just sucks, because, like, if you have someone blind in your family, not to play any joke on that, but it requires a lot of effort to help this person. So, like, somehow the eye evolved past all our perversions as humanity. I don't know. I mean, like, if you're, like, taking a test and you're wondering what the questions are, you're like, you know, you got to have the flinch reflection. Because, you know, sometimes you're like, and you're like, I didn't know it was going to do that. I mean, I knew it was going to do that. But my timing was off, you know, and that is so joy. And you're like, you're trying to make me happy, and I really appreciate that. But, I mean, I don't want to blind you for making me happy. Because it's just like, it doesn't work out that way very well. Like, I want you to be happy and to see things and all. But, I mean, I want to be happy, too. But just, like, maybe you should wear glasses next time? Because, like, you know, like, sometimes, like, God gave me a loaded weapon. And sometimes, like, in my fantasies, as these are all, because it's not like I was in a real situation and she took me to court because I blinded her. Like, but Judge, I was happy. Is that my fault? You know, because the eye has evolved. Because, you know, simply making people happy, and all of a sudden, like, they're shot with something. They're like, whoa. I mean, I could change subject. I could. But really, I have nothing else of interest except to find happiness that stems from between my own legs. To find happiness in between someone else's legs. That's just life. You want to be happy? Yeah. Well, you got to find someone. It doesn't say you're going to live 50 years with this person and you're not going to argue. You know, nature is really a punk. You're like, nature, what are you thinking? I mean, come on. I mean, if you want someone to complain about everything, why make them the bearer of children? I mean, I guess, like, they'll complain about everything. If you don't fulfill these complaints, then you're like, you and Rosie Palms. Hey, Rosie Palms. I mean, that's all I know. So it's not like there's some other world besides Rosie Palms. Rosie Palms and her cousin and five friends and limp hand, whatever, you know, they've been good to me. They've been my only steady girlfriend since I was, like, you know, learned about them. You could do this with your hand? What? No way. I didn't know. You're going to need some more napkins. I mean, hey, you don't want to use your socks. Socks are like, you know, they leave evidence. You're going to be like, I'm scanning your clothes with infrared
And there's like evidence. Like, no, that's because I blew my nose on them. You're like, no. Just because it fits doesn't mean you can eat. Because you don't want to put the dead babies on your feet. What are you doing? I'm walking on dead babies. She's like, oh, it's horrible. You got to use the old socks. They're not wearing anymore. Just because of, you know, society and, you know, girlfriends and their freaking black lights and all. Because, you know, people, you know, girls don't want to stop and understand the man. They just don't want. They're just like, I'm living my life. Blarney, 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 blarney. Guys are more like, I want to get laid. So, like, I got to understand the girl so I can get in her pants. There's no other reason to understand the girl. Like, oh, you're my friend. You're so interesting. No one is more interesting than sex. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. You're so interesting. I just don't want to just push myself into you and have you bounce on me. It's just life. It's just life. And it's just like, thank you, life. Thank you for my parents getting bouncy, bouncy, just because I found no way to make children myself. That, like, you know, it's like, you sock babies, like, aren't coming to life. Like, that's a theme for a whole movie, is, like, invasion of the sock children. When all of a sudden, like, somebody's socks all attack him because he's put all his baby material into them, and then the socks come to life. I mean, it sounds crazy and all, but, you know, what if they do? Like, you don't need half the recipe. You know, when I go to Walgreens and I'm like, I just want to make my own baby. I don't need some girl, yada, 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 whatever, 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 good, bad, whatever, whatever, you know, I just add water, there we go. Look, I'm a father, I made a baby. Look, mom, I'm doing good. You know, like, I'm not pissing off someone, I don't owe someone child support. I made a baby with a test tube. And that's where it's going. Because, like, people, if you can't get along with each other, how the heck are you going to make a baby? They're going to raise it. Like, I've seen people just live together. Argue. Day in, day out. That's not a way to raise anybody. It's a way to raise a child that doesn't know what the heck is going on. You gotta get out of the swamp of thinking we know it all. Oh, I'm a woman. I have a baby. It is my responsibility. It is the biggest lie. Is not a woman's sole responsibility. You know, there's a father involved somewhere. Somewhere there was a penis involved. And the man with the penis created and left a whole bunch of squiggly little objects that God, creation, said, my squiggly objects plus your whatever it is, will make life. So, like, tell me, who owns life? Does a woman own life now? Is it hers now? Because she sure as heck couldn't make it without the man. I mean, before you can go get the sperm at Walgreens, what do you want? I want tall, dark, and handsome. Or short, fat, and stubby. I mean, whatever you're into. They got the sperm for you. So you don't need the man anymore. You don't need a male in the life to help raise a child. Like the woman just owns the child. It came out of me. I own it. I mean, you got to keep track of people you have sex with. It's really important because you can't, I mean, I'm not saying don't trust people, but don't trust people. Because, you know, a girl, she's like told all this stuff. It's not her choice when she starts sharing it with her family, fills her head with all these ideas. And all of a sudden, she don't want to tell the boy that, hey, we're making a baby. But it's not a we anymore. It's a I'm making the baby. You have no further part in the matter. To infinity. I shall raise the child on my own. With the family, blarney blarn. Like, and it just leaves males just sitting there wondering, like, oh man. I've had a few times where I didn't, you know, use the hat, the condom, the protection. Did the baby get made? I don't know. What happened to those girls? I don't know. Girls do not have a history of calling you back for anything. So I don't know. A girl would go in her family, just keeps the baby and raises it without a father. Horrible way to raise a child. But chicks keep doing it. They think it's okay. It's okay to man hate, to raise a child in hate, to say the father is bad, and to look down upon all males. That should be illegal. You cannot raise a baby without the father knowing that he is the father. I don't know why. This is like a recurring thought in my world. And I've tried to put together different ideas of this and that. But it's been a recurring thought in my world. And the most recent person, I asked, hey, you didn't have a baby, right? You know, I mean, how else do I ask? Someone you don't talk to, but you had sex with. Is there some smooth way to ask? Like, did you have a baby? I mean, when she tells me, am I fully liable? Like, I committed a tort. You have committed the tortious crime of impregnating a woman that didn't want to be pregnant. Be like, but she had sex with me. You know, I didn't create sex. God created sex. And so if I'm suddenly held liable for sex of that God created, creation created, that creation's only abilities to survive is through sex. Am I at fault for having a penis? Is a woman at fault for having a factory that could create a child? Is she suddenly put to work? We're not talking ownership. We're talking knowledge. it's my baby, I own it, it came out of it. He's like, okay, I created this poop, it's my poop, I carry my poop around me everywhere I go, it's a beautiful piece of poop. I'm proud of it. Here, would you like to meet my poop? I create poop. It comes out of my butt. Would you like to meet it? How does it have anything to do with the future? Or to do anything with me or another person? Is a baby considered poop? What are you doing? I just pooping out another one. Blurp, blurp. Who owns that poop? I mean, you gotta really shovel your poop when you go out in public. And it comes down to people creating evil and people creating good. To deny a child a father is evil. I mean, that's simple. You deny the child the father is evil, is wrong. And just because I have these ideas does not mean that I don't fight for the people that don't know. And those are the ones I fight for. Because I myself don't know. And have had gumptions my life. Felt like I was being stalked. But who would stalk me? What is so cool about me worthy of stalking? Nothing. Nothing. I'm just a dude. The only reason to stalk me would be if a baby was created. That's the only reason to keep track of me. Because a child was created, creating an age of stalking if mothers don't have to tell the fathers. You create an age of children stalking someone that doesn't know why he is being stalked. I can't say she. Because women usually know if they've had a child. But men are unable to know. There's no letter a man receives that says, hey, you're a father. Congratulations. At the discretion of the female to claim who the father is upon the birth certificate. Anybody can fill their name. Bob, Jim, Jose. And all these movies that just show women that are just so untrustworthy. I show women that flip the switch, that lie to get their way. It doesn't matter what, but their way was gotten. And these movies reinforce that. That it doesn't matter if something's moral or not, a woman gets her way. What kind of world is that? Sounds like an ignorant world. There's a lot of ignorant people running around claiming
supremacy in their ideas, but not your ideas. Open the door? Why? Why be a gentleman? Yeah? Well, how about be a lady and respond? Women are so filled with ignorance that they just ignore what they want to ignore. A human trying to reach out to them, but they ignore a human. Spending their time and their energy to reach out. Women are guilty of ignorance, of ignoring what they don't want and are allowed to.
I don't want the text, man. I don't want to have to pay my taxes every year, but I cannot ignore that. Or I don't get it messes with me years later. See, I'm not going to pay taxes this year. Sure. Right on, Romeo.
How much time have you spent that has been ignored by people? Not solely in a relationship, just in the world. I'm trying to do this or I'm trying to do that, and these people just keep ignoring me. Like they have a right to push me off. My words are not valuable. They're unequal. Unequal. And I see my share. People who I do not want to be around. I don't want to be around those people that expect these things. Spoiled brats. I don't want to be around that. My body doesn't understand that. My body wants to get laid. My body wants to, hey, just hang out with girl and listen to her blarney until you can finally nail that. Listen to her stupidity, her misgivings, her misguidedness, her myth, everything. Just so I can finally is it really that beneficial? Do women really have all that that's worth going through all this stupid layers? Do you have what I need to make me want to be a man for you? A child spoiled, getting her own way her whole life? Oh no, I didn't get my own way. I had to pay more for this. I get some special thing to be a girl. I'm a girl. I'm more special than another living being. I'm more special than you. No. Let's go. Girls are all put in their place for their evolution. Evolution of all women are put in their place because they do not understand. I don't know what it is they don't understand, but men, through our evolution, said, women, you don't got things right. You're not in charge of things. You do not think clearly. And men are warring fighters to the end. Fight, fight, fight. And suddenly that is better than what women offer? I don't know. But pacifism does not win in any war. Over and over, cultures are conquered. A good amount of time, women survive because they're sexable. Why else would you keep a woman around from another culture? She's sexable. You couldn't get it with your own people, but this invader person is sexable. Well, her mitochondria stays around because she's sexable. Because if she wasn't sexable, then she'd just be a dude, and she would be killed in war. Like, there's some fairness to things. Like, there's some measure that God has. God's like, no. I'm eating popcorn, and I'm watching this show. You don't want to sit and watch a TV show and have to adjust it every moment to tell it to do this or that. Yes, and we sit back and watch it. Let's do its thing. Humans are humans. We are so many mixes of so many different hominids. We are the apex hominin on the planet because we conquer everybody else we don't like. We murder them. And if you're on the murdered side, then bye-bye. But you know what? Only the murderers win. Those that have murdered everybody else are the ones at the end that can spread the genetics. Regardless of you thinking, oh, raw murderers, like, yeah, we're the successful murderers. We successfully killed every competition. But it's not a success because there's still competition throughout the world because we have so much different genetics. It's not the genetics that don't get along. It's the cultures and the pushed ambiguity. Oh my gosh. It's a pushed ambiguity, you know, people? Like, you're pushed upon this world to be ambiguous. Because if you agreed with the opposition, then so-and-so wouldn't make as much money, right? Right, is that it? You're like, humans need opposition. Because, you know, if we don't have opposition, then we're bored. We find opposition within ourselves, within our own sex. We need something going on. Because we're living on a rock. Okay, peoples. You think, well, I'm playing now.
Volume.
I mean, that's something, huh? I'm just bored. Humans kill each other because we're just so bored over and over. We need reasons. We need to have opposition. That's the only way. We need opposition. If you think anything, the opposition progresses humanity. Nothing progresses humanity but opposition. Humanity has had, what is it? Nature. Nature? Yeah. Nature has been a big opposition. And once we conquer that, we're like, what's next? We're bored. Have you guys looked at your mind recently? Your mind is so carrying the complexity ability. Meaning you can think about such complex things. It's so like, why? Why do I think about all this stupid stuff? Why are all these ideas going through my mind when it should just be like, I look at my cat, my dog, the squirrel, the bird, and I'm like, what's going through your mind? And a whole bunch of like nothing relevant, nothing important. You look at the cat and it's staring out. It's not thinking of Euclidean geometry. It's not working on calculatic equations of mathematics. These animals are trapped in stupidity. And the universe got so sick of this. All these animals looking, thinking the same stupid things over and over and over and over. Stupid stuff. An animal never comes up with a theorem, a scientific equation, a mathematical deduction. I mean, sure, animals can figure out parabolas and how gravity works. But they're not like writing thesis on anything. Creation got sick of it. Say, we need some brains. And if we think that our brains are what has made everything, I mean, I don't know. Because there's a lot of creatures that got brains. They sure is stupid. They sure is like animalistic. But they got a cerebral. You know, just this rational thought that we've come up with. A way for our own mind to understand more than just our surroundings, but to understand things that are in the mental realm. They're not in front of us. It sounds simple to us to think of our mental realm because we are so accustomed to thinking of philosophies, legalities, sciences. And all these are not in front of us. They're not like Plato. They're not the tree, the fruit. The simplicity in front of us. They are complex ideas. Animals cannot digest complex ideas.
They're simple. Boom, 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 fight or flight. Yet humans, we've talked to the universe. We say, yo, universe. Like, what up? You want to answer? I want another beer. Sobriety is like, it's too straight. I gotta think like you people. I'm like, I don't want to think like you people. You people think stupid. You're all buttheads. Like, you really want to do something in the world? Separate yourself from other humans and think. Anything that is group think is negative think. Anything that group think is Salem witch trials over and over. It doesn't matter. Like, in my hand, I hold a relic that was made from the people that lived in this region before me. It's just a piece of rock, flat, shapen. But it's made it to my hand. Somehow, yesterday speaks today to me. I don't know who I am. Like, you can ask the historians after my life who I am. I mean, other than human, I know I'm human. I'm really sure I'm human. I just got lots of ideas that I'm working on. And I really want to help life and the world and the United States with my ideas. I am not an expatriate. I don't know. I mean, maybe ex-computer support. I haven't gotten a job fixing computers recently. Because I don't want one. I'm going to school again. And there's so much cool stuff. I'm learning about even lagoons, geology, geography, science, the earth around me. Do I need to press my life into servitude for a company that doesn't care about me as an individual, but just needs my skills? My skills. You need my skills. You're not like, hey, Jason, you're an awesome person. I want to employ you in whatever you want to be employed at. No. It's more like, you got skills to pay the bills. And like, these companies don't care if it's me or somebody else. I'm bubblegum. Chew up the technician. On to the next one. You can ask God. God, you can tell me who am I. I'm not born with an identity that says I'm this. I am that. I just know I'm not alone. There are a lot of people here before me. And oh my, I hope there's a lot after me. You know, the way a lot of stupid people are using military technology. Military technology is not progressive technology. Does the world need to hurt the rest of the world to get its way? I know I'm on Earth. I know. I know my existence is. And I'm stoked. Like, I'm not, you know. I can't hurt anybody in the world. It's the stupidest thing. Why does everyone suffer? Because of me. It's all about love. You've got to find your way to give love to the world. Love isn't always just, hey, baby. You know? Love is your care. Your compassion. Your understanding. The situation around you, how you can fathom what's going on around you. Like, I don't know sometimes. I just know I carry love with me. And if I love everything around me, I know I'm never going to fail. You can't fail with love. That's what God said. Commandeered creation. You can't fail with love. Your love and your care and your compassion will always lift you, bring you to the next plateau. Love is there for us. It doesn't always necessarily mean it has to be love from another. Because in a world where we have to give out so much love, it's so hard to receive love from another. Not as much difficulty as in, it's not low-hanging fruit. It's not easy to find love from another. It has to be the right place, right time. Like people to be able to receive love. But it's a bottle in the ocean. You must continue to fill those bottles of love and put your love into the ocean of the universe. And though we may never see a reciprocation in our lifetime, for the love that we put out there, but the love is still floating in the ocean, long, long past our existence. We may not be alive to feel the respect of the love that we put into the world. We just have to be grateful that we were able to put love into these little bottles and put them out into the world. We're not here to bask in our greatness. We're here to make greatness until the last moment and step away and say, that's what I did. That's my life. How does my life reverberate through time? Ask Tutankhamun, who dude was barely 18, 20 years old. But you know of him. How many lives do we not know of before us? How many awesome, fantastic people did not make it to our textbook in our class? People that could not find a way through whatever wars, whatever libraries, whatever filter of information. Humans have been here a long time. Library of Alexandria, library of this, of that, buried in the sands of time. Are we on those pages? Will our cell phone be found with pictures that would change the future? Years from now, they might have technology to remove data from a cell phone that was petrified. I mean, today they don't. We're talking within 100 years. Look what we done. Humans. Before any cataclysm to wash us off the surface again, look what we've done. Human is a genetic that will never be erased from existence. Humanity has found a way to breach the Earth limitation by the limitation, I tell you, what happens on the surface of the planet. Catastrophes. There's no metals from 100,000 years ago anywhere on the planet. Why is that? The Grand Canyon, some people say that's erosion. You know, there's some things that have happened that we have to guess. We have to figure with the amount of information that we have. Say, oh, this happened because of that. Or this happened because of that. We don't got the facts in every situation. Oh, this is how that played out. This, I mean, we don't got the reverse button. Like, we get on the spaceship, right? We shoot away from Earth, but the whole time we're looking back at Earth. But luckily, we got a faster-than-light spaceship. So our spaceship goes so far out, it can see literally back in time, because light off the planet from the past is still traveling away from the planet. It's still there. If you look up in the stars and you see a star and you say that star is receiving our past. So if you're at that star, you could see our past. So let's say we traveled to that star, and we will look at our path of the planet. Would our deductions be all correct? Would we know everything, or do we just find that humans, I'm looking for the word, humans conceited. That's it. The most conceited creatures in the Milky Way are humans. Because we keep wanting to tell ourselves we have the answer. This is the answer. This is the answer. But we don't have anyone to tell us if we're right or wrong. But ourselves. So our answers have been biased from day one. And there is no other way they're going to be ever than biased for the benefit of humanity. From the viewpoint of humanity, our most scientific anything are all going to hold this bias. Of a creature that is viewing whatever it is. So realizing that no matter the truths at hand, we are always going to hold bias. We cannot exist without bias. Bias is our truth. How things are. So if we suddenly come up with, well, we're telling ourselves the wrong thing, then we will no longer hold those biases, but we will also be evolutionarily incorrect. We will no longer evolve once we let go of our bias. Because like we're omnipresent, omniscient. Yeah, go on. How many people you know say they got all the answers? No one got the answers. Because the answer in and of itself is bias. We can only hold our viewpoint from a sentient creature's point of view on planet Earth with the physics that we understand. We hold the bias of our scientific laws. In that case, that is a proper bias, saying elements can only behave this way or behave that way, a scientific bias. That we believe is universal. Throughout all those little stars and dots, gravity is the same over there as it is here. Heavier an object, heavier the gravity at all. It's all the same. But that's bias. Because we have no proof. And bias in its formulation is to hold a viewpoint without proof. Because you say you have scientific proof. We don't. We have biased proof. We want it to fit in our little box. So we cut off the edges or the incongruencies to make things fit how we want them to fit. You ask any girl, in the world, when she wants her way, there's nothing stopping her. I'm not saying she wants her way to go steal from a bank. I'm talking about in regular life. We have raised people to get what they want regardless. And that we've raised biased individuals who want to say equality. But I see no equality. I cannot have a child. I have a baby myself. That's equality. That's being equal. But men and women are inherently not equal. And when people understand that, it's like, well, you can do that better than I can. And I can do this better than you can. But let's work together as a team. A partnership. And that is how God, creation, intended all of this, is to work as a partnership. Not as a whole bunch of gay people, but as partners. Gay does not create tomorrow. No gay person has made a baby with another gay person. It's just impossible. Two dicks don't make a baby, and two vaginas don't make a baby. The fact, you can look at dogs, you can look at any mammal, it just doesn't happen. I'm pretty sure there's not a one-off circumstance that says gay people can make a baby. Nowhere, ever, on any list of anything can gay people make a baby. It's just two penises or two vaginas. It's just, they don't make babies. It's what God says. I didn't make the rules. I didn't make them. They're there. They said to make baby, man and woman must copulate together to make a baby. God didn't say go to get a test tube baby. God is not in the laboratory. God is in evolution. So God is not into gay people. Gay people are a waste of time because they don't make a future. Maybe they make some other cool stuff in the world. Sure. But, I mean, really, you're not making a future. So creation is not viable with gay people. So by negating creation, you're giving a middle finger to creation. Maybe some gay people get together and they make a test tube baby. You're gay. Sure. But biblically, historically, through humanity, gay people do not make a tomorrow. It's not that I'm sad to say. It's a fact to say. And if people that are gay think you can make a tomorrow by being gay, then you're wrong. You cannot make children by being gay. You just can't do it. You can try. I mean, some of these gay couples, maybe find someone of the opposite sex to copulate with and thereby not be gay for a moment to create a child. Then going back to being gay. But babies are not made by gay people. We need babies. My mother, she's a nurse, labor and delivery. We need more babies. She and her co-workers, they need more work. And I played rugby with gay people. Not gay rugby, you know. Not like, that's gross. I would not participate in gay rugby because, you know, I like my sphincter. But I play rugby at the Quakes in Seattle, and a lot of them are gay. They respected me. Like, they didn't, like, try to penetrate me on the field or something. Or let off some gay disease or something. Like, no. They got their viewpoint. Sure. But babies are essential to humanity. And those that don't do humanity essential things, God writes off. As in says, I don't care who you are. You're not part of the future. I don't care. You're not part of the future. So God does smite every gay person through the lack of genetic continuance. Every gay person is smited by God. You want to be gay? Well, you cannot continue your genetics, and everyone that fought to continue genetics to make you, you have insulted. He's just smiting God. God's like, hey, you are just making fun of the people that made you. God's just doing his thing. There ain't nothing wrong with being gay. There's only something wrong with not making babies. That's the only thing wrong, is you're not making babies. That's wrong. You can go suck a sucky all you want. I will be a judge of that. But God, a.k.a. creation, by not creating, you're defiling God. You're blasphemy to God by not creating. It's not your choice. You want to say they have a choice. A choice in stupidity. People can choose to be stupid and murder their lineage, or they can choose to protect their lineage and have a child. Overpopulation is not a thing anymore. Humanity has stopped progressing because of so much poison and so much anti-humanity things going on. Humanity is declining. There are not going to be people here enough to take care of you when you're old. Does that make sense?
you want social security, but that requires a working class that is larger than the old people. And so if you got less old people, maybe less young people than old people, you know, just the whole thing is basically everyone screwed on Social Security because you're not making enough babies. Nobody's making enough babies. Nobody wants to talk about that. You're not making enough babies. Babies are what are needed. Now I look around the world I'm in, I see women, many children, keep popping them out for all the idiots that are not having children. You keep popping children out because there's so many stupid people out there that do not wear socks. Oh my God, foot disease. Anyone that doesn't wear a sock is an idiot and stupid. Like, you're stupid. I mean, I don't care if you think it's okay. It's not okay to not wear socks. You're going to hurt your feet. You're going to make your shoes collect horrible diseases quicker. And it looks ugly. Like, you look, it's like missing something. What's cool about not wearing a sock with your shoes? What is cool about that? It's like, maybe you people stop having babies. People that do not wear socks don't have babies anymore. Please, stop having babies. Like, please. I mean, if you got flip-flops on, I'll make an exception, you know. But you gotta wear socks if there's regular shoes. Because if you're not, it's not a fashion thing. It's a stupidity sores on your foot thing and your mentally retarded thing. Mental. Whatever. People that do things because of fashion as opposed to utility are stupid. Oh, but it looks better. I don't, it looks better to who? Your foot doctor who's amputating your leprosy? People want to think that it's okay to, like, think someone else's opinion matters. It's not okay. No one's opinion matters but your own. Your own opinion matters. And if you're worried that how other people see you, you know, and if you got some health concerns, like you don't wear socks, yeah, it's important that you how people see you, your ignorance of your own body. If you look around at the people in your world, you're like, that person is ignorant of their body. That person is ignorant of their body. I can't heal all y'all. I could tell y'all, get your atlas adjusted. Get in your zen. Find a way to think clearly, think cognizantly. Adjust your atlas. If the only thing I ever tell another human on the planet, adjust your atlas. Because I don't need to worry about after that fact. Because you'll be thinking clearly. You'll have more thoughts per second. You'll be more cognizant. And I have faith in the universe that you were brought up properly. That with extra cognition, you are a superhuman individual.
I have faith. There's nothing else I want than everyone to think cognizantly. Have an Atlas adjustment to increase the blood flow to your brain. That's all. All I want. There's nothing else. Because it comes down to, if you think clearer, then you're going to do better. If you can have more thoughts per second, then you're going to think something through that much more. And I don't need to tell you what to think through. I live in the same world y'all do, with the same languages, the same stupid things, and the same awesome things going on. And if y'all can take what you're working on, but say, hey, I got 30% more equations per second to what I'm thinking about. 10% more. Just 10% more ideas per second that you can go through is an improvement on anything you're going to do in your life. Because everything has been proven that if you think something through, it'll turn out better. Everything. There's not nothing that you've thought through that hasn't turned out better because you thought it through. There's nothing. You can jump, 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 jump. You jump without thinking is a bet. If you live your life in Vegas, betting on every action you make because you made it true from the gut. Bum, 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 bum. I didn't think about anything. I just did. Where are you going to end up? You didn't think about anything. You just ended up through what worked out. One thing's worked, other things didn't. One thing's worked, one thing's didn't. You're jumping from what works to what works. So if you fix your Atlas, you got more thoughts per second. It's a win-win situation. There's nothing at all where more thoughts per second would harm you. I mean, if you hesitate on something, sure, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about right before the hesitation, when you have to make that decision to whatever you're going to do for your next moment, 10% more cognition, tiny little 5% more cognition in the choice you're about to make, whatever that choice is, where you thought it through that much more. There's never something went worse because you thought it through more. Nothing. Things only get better when you think it through further. And we don't want to believe that there's a possibility that I could be thinking things through more than what I am right now. I am perfect how I am. We are so stubborn by saying I am fine the way I am, that we will not accept possibility that we could be better. No, what? I could think better? No, you are lying. Because I am 100% right now. Because we don't know any better. We don't know any different. We don't know the difference between today and tomorrow. But we know that at this moment, each of us are 100%. We are 100% on top of our game. But we don't realize that our cup is half pint. We need to make a full pint. We need to increase our cup size. But we don't know anything but the cup size we have currently. So therefore, there cannot be a larger cup size, because the cup size I have is just like everybody else's, right? Wrong. So wrong. People are not educated equivalently. We may want to believe we're created the same. We are not educated the same. We are not taught how to be a human being the same way. And we teach each other how to be the best human being that we could be. That is the apex of humanity, when all humans want all humans to succeed, regardless of anything, where you're from, it don't matter. I want you to do well. I don't need to see what color or race you are. I feel better feeling encouraging you. And we can get this encouragement working. And we can encourage each other. Because, you know, we got a lot of hang-ups. Things slowing us down. This cousin killed that cousin, killed that cousin, killed that cousin. Kind of stuff. Humans got a memory. When will we learn that just because you blinded me does not mean I want you not to fully see? It's not an eye for an eye. If you took my eye, but I want you to fully see so that no more eyes need to be taken. You can take my eye, but I want you to have both of your eyes so you can see. It's when we, as humans, understand that we're just alive. We're just trying to live. We don't need to take away from each other. We don't need to make life difficult for another because one is different. None of us are where we're supposed to be, but we are where we are at this moment. We're here right now. And we're not going away. I mean, people can bomb people out of a place, but it doesn't bomb a spirit away. People want to move people from one place to another and claim these people are bad or those people are bad or murder is bad. Why didn't everyone just get that point across? Stop murder. No one knows how to come back from murder to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to murder. They just hold on to it. And carry it with them. The burden. The guilt. The taking lives. When people look at, what are you fighting for? Like, you're not fighting for anything. You're just fighting. Taking someone else's cause and trying to align it to your fight. So to take a peaceful people and control them with terror, put terrorist control of peaceful people. Terrorists. Terror. People that negotiate in terror. It's not a negotiation. You gotta protect yourself. Whoever that is, you don't want them representing you. You never want a terrorist standing up for you. Oh, no, I vouch for him. He's cool. What are you? You're a terrorist. Oh, but you vouch because you're a terrorist. I mean, I just, you know, if you're in a cave, can you swim? You know, if you're in a house, can you get on a boat? It's all underwater. But do they want oil? Is the water going to interfere with the oil? It has nothing to do with oil. It's to do with bugger off. Stop attacking us. Goodbye. I'm tired of you attacking us. But it's not. Because it's all set up to make a conflict. To make people have to choose sides. The fourth division. You see, if everyone is happy, there's no fighting. We'd all have to get along in the long arm of the law. Can keep everyone in line. But if we're all fighting, whose arm of the law is in control? No one can get along. You gotta keep people in disharmony to keep control. Because those that want to control, disharmony makes them rich.
see, it's a simple game. You just, if you can't get your shit together, then I'm win. So it's keeping these groups from getting their shit together. You can't get your shit together. I win. You know, if you get angry at each other, you're angry at this person, you're angry at that person. But really, terrorists don't care. They just need a cause. They just want to create the terror. Because they got the bomb. They want to murder. I mean, look at the terrorism in Ukraine. You don't call that terrorism by the Ukrainian government. I call that terrorism. Murdering all the military citizens. I mean, obviously, let's look. The size of Ukraine compared to the size of Russia. Who's got the better firepower? If you don't just give them weapons to think that's going to make things better. It doesn't. It just gives them targets. And Russia doesn't care. It wants to murder. Ukrainians, it likes it. There are Russians in actual heritage. So Russia's just murdering its own people. Yeah, a little bit funny. I mean, just because, like, you know, I got a last name for a region, or I got a, you know, grandmother on my stepmom's side who Ukrainian hanging out there, you know, when the Russians showed up the first time. Before World War II and murdered all the Ukrainians. And the Nazis showed up as liberators. You imagine being a Nazi as a liberator. And then they show up in Ukraine and they're like, give me the Jews. And luckily, my grandma was like, I'm going to hang out in the barn while they machine gun my whole family in the house. You know, good old Nazis coming in to save the Ukrainians from the Russians. Like, Ukraine, like, had a lot of identity issues. I don't even know who it is. 5 million of them left to go to Russia. We outie. We're just caught in the middle of other people's BS. Do you like to be in the middle of someone else's junk and their stupidity? I mean, people are not capable of understanding the amount of calamities that have been pushed in front of us to make us not know what to do. Keeping instability. And these groups pushing this instability have come to the surface. Like, you know, where the cream rises to the top, but in this case, the poison has risen to the top. And the entire Biden group and administration is showing its ugly head. And legally, the cool thing about law. You can't. Law comes after people. Because humans are not responsible enough.
hold their own flock of the wrongdoers. So that law comes in, and those that are able to understand it properly will wield it and stop the wrongdoers. You can't just run in, kill all those connected to the Chinese Communist Party, because they're totalitarian, by the way. They're not communists. We gotta cull those people. And if you don't think we're in World War E, then you don't like being called an idiot, Kevin Klein. But y'all idiots. We're in the electronic age of warfare, unlike warfare has ever been seen for information. And there's so much warfare of information going on. We're just ignorant to it. Ignorant. You know, I think people are at war. We are at war. And it's not a military war per se, but an information war that is pushing military incursions and special operations through their misinformation campaigns. Self-preparation. You see buildings destroyed in a metropolis. Or they're trying to bring that metropolis to you. To get used to seeing destruction, which should be horrific. We should stop all destruction. No more arms or war. You want to take care of Gaza? It's below sea level. You know, there are a lot of ways to do things without murdering innocents. Those hostages that have been taken are now, what, a month? Have been held for a month with no food. You're either with protecting the hostages or you're with the hostage takers. There's no line. There's no, oh, but they got this. No. No. Hostages. Hostages. Terror. Terror. Yeah, I'm a marijuana terrorist because I support the herb. So in my domestic love campaign, labeled however anyone wants, to mislabel me. You can bring your tortious claim up to my middle finger. Because any defamation you will receive is any defamation that is true and therefore is not illicit. I live in a world of truth. I do not spread lies. You know, to spread lies, libel and slander is coming for you. You tell your lie to more than one person, let alone even one person, you're breaking the law. So if you think you're above the law, keep flying around. Because Johnny Longarm will find those that spread these lies about individuals. You just see, truth will find its way to the surface. Give it time. Thank you guys for listening so much. I appreciate you very much. Governor Brodsky on the microphone. I think y'all, and I hope you have a pure vida, pure lifetime out there in the world. Spread love, dissuade hate, and be a good person. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you up with you next week. Much love. Bye.